Hello, gents. It's RPM here. And as the modern woman has completely priced herself out of the market, I ask you, why pay to settle when you can pay for exactly what you want? With such models as Nava, Lashandra, and for those of you who want a little more junk in the trunk, Haley and her twin sister Bailey, you can find exactly what you want at the Dollhouse, DC Dollhouse, or the Dollhouse San Antonio. And remember, gents, when the power goes out, feminism will go out right along with it. However, your doll will never experience this. When you're ready, click those links in the description box. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another waifu video. Hammerhand recently uploaded a quick short called The Marriage Carriage. Take a look at that, and you will see that that guy is about two steps away from putting on the mask. However, there was a comment that was left that is the inspiration to this video. Now, that comment was left by KSona56, and he puts, quote unquote, "Great. Almost had my companion doll for a year now, and never once have I not been happy to see her when I came home." It's kind of effed up that this is a reality that I will probably spend the rest of my life with a synthetic companion, but she beats the real thing in almost every category. Plus, I'm happy, and that's all that really matters. I salute you, good sir. As with the title of this video, buy a doll, die alone. I'm pretty sure that this might be a growing thought process within doll owners, to where if we pass away in the night next to our doll, that would be a good way to go. At least that's what I think. And honestly, that's how I feel. But anyway, let's get to the main topic, which is reasons why men prefer companion dolls over real women. Just like there will be no end to the sick women files, there will be no end to the waifu life. Companion dolls versus real women. Whether to invest in a doll or not, that's completely your choice. As I always say in every doll video. And your reason to do so is completely unique to you. Based on the experiences of companion doll owners and doll collectors across the globe, we have compiled the most extensive list of reasons that make companion dolls so desirable among men. Now, before I get into the list, this was written back in 2018. However, these reasons definitely apply, especially moving forward with the 2021 woman. Companion dolls won't give you STDs. Sexually transmitted diseases are transmitted from one person to the other while having intercourse. These STDs are serious diseases caused by viruses, bacteria, parasites, etc. And the ones with viruses are even harder to control. Super gonorrhea, anyone? While using condoms during sex can prevent the risk of STDs to an extent, they are not foolproof, however. Whether you have intercourse with your new date, your chances of getting infected by an STD are still quite high, especially the fact that so many women are walking around as carriers. They may not even know they have an STD. But once again, gentlemen, if you're going to engage with the modern woman, you should be willing to say, hey, I want a full STD panel. However, if she's going to be a good time and not a long time, that is up to you, whether or not you want that information. Especially when you're not carrying any protection with you. Dolls are an exact opposite. They are sterile when you receive them, and your chances of ever contracting an STD from your doll are pretty low, and I would say pretty much slim to none. All you have to do is take care of your doll, disinfect regularly, and clean her after use. Doll maintenance is negligible. Believe it or not, a good doll is usually very cost-effective, for they can last years without much wear and tear. Some doll owners have also experimented with rough oral or anal sex with very less damage. In most cases, doll owners can fix the cuts on their doll using simple over-the-counter solutions. Doll maintenance versus dating expenses. You may have spent so many years on dating that you probably know how expensive it gets to date a female. We're not even going to talk about marriage. You've got to go on dates with them, pay for fine dinners, take them out to movies, buy gifts for them, flowers, and whatnot. A real woman requires lots of maintenance charges, unlike the lifelike TPE or silicone doll. Unlike a real date or a girlfriend, you don't have to worry about excessive shopping, unnecessary outings, etc. On the contrary, dolls require the least amount of your attention and money. Silicone dolls are known to last longer than the ones made of TPE. However, both doll materials are 100% medical grade and known to last for years. It's up to you how much you spend to pamper your doll, but the doll will never demand anything of you. They don't want your attention all the time. Well, you know, women can and will stoop to any level to get your attention. From getting dressed up to overreacting to spending, or should I say spreading, drama in public places, anything. They need attention all the time, basically. And if you don't provide it to them, be ready to see them leave at any time. On the other hand, dolls never whine about getting your attention. Dolls never have mood swings. Because dolls don't have moods. Anyway, mood swings are basically rapid changes in a person's mood without a particular reason. We are all so aware of how fast a woman's mood swings, especially if it's her time of the month. And who has to handle all those craziness and dramas? You, of course. Dolls never betray your trust and leave for another man. While being in a relationship, you have to constantly be insecure about being cheated on by your partner. As a result, you can never have the peace of mind you deserve. Amen to that. It is a nightmare for any man to learn that his partner is leaving him for someone she thinks is better. With dolls, you don't have any chance of infidelity. Men who feel betrayed by their ex are very keen on investing in dolls, for they know these beautiful creatures will always be with them, and no other person can ever convince them to leave them alone. No emotional attachments. When you're with a real woman, both of you are subject to being emotionally attached to each other. And then when you break up, you have to go through a whole lot of emotional trauma. Dolls are realistic, but you won't get attached to them. Some occasionally do, to an extent that you will have to start to hate life. On the contrary, the doll owners who buy their first doll end up buying their second doll soon after they go pro. So these beautiful dolls eliminate yet another risk of unwanted emotional attachments, letting you enjoy the most and never encounter a tragic emotional heartbreak. Yeah. Yep. Something happens to your doll, you can always put another one on order. And the one that you currently have, you can shave off all the material, break it down to a skeleton, put it in a bag, toss it out. There you go. Extremely flexible. Dolls are much more flexible than real women. This allows you to try different sex positions with them and literally perform sexual stunts without any worry. Ah, upside down helicopter man hanging from the chandelier. Or you can go ahead and put your doll next to a wall, put it on its hands, flip it upside down into splits. Oh, wow. Just saying. Modern sex robots and dolls come with very flexible joints for extra flexibility. The dolls with evil skeletons are even more flexible. Then there are dolls with flexi skeletons and loose joints, letting your doll perform a wide range of motions without much effort. Such dolls are ideal for those who like rough sex and wish to take their doll experience to the next level. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can beat your doll into submission. You can chain it up. Hey, whatever your kink is, better to have it, a doll, excuse me, to practice your kink on. Dolls are better sexual partners than females. With dolls, you don't need to make efforts to get laid anymore. They provide sexual aid without any drama, without any STDs, and without any additional costs. Apart from being extremely sexy, they're definitely a perfect sex partner. Ideal role play partner. Role plays could never get any better. Thanks to the understanding nature of realistic doll companies, you can now fulfill all of your fantasies. You want a sexy maid? You want a schoolgirl? Hey, you want a cheerleader? They even have aliens. The choices are limitless when it comes to the waifu. Just saying. You can choose to buy her the dress for the role play and make her anything you want. Turn her into a horny hooker or let her be a sub. You get to decide what she becomes today. Unlike women, you can bring or even stick to the kind of outfit you want her to wear for the role play. Avoid sperm theft scams. Yep, that's one bright reason why men love doll company over a real woman. Sperm stealing scams have only increased over time. Many women who feel financially insecure or wish to feed off of your hard-earned money turn to such foul tactics. The stolen sperm is then fused with the woman's ovaries without your consent. This makes you liable to pay child care and child support to her for decades to come. It is sad, but many men have suffered this blow and continue to pay for it. A doll will never steal your personal time. We all need our space, and trying to enjoy the lives of your friends and family and being alone sometimes should completely be your choice. Dating a sexy lady does sound fancy, but it sure comes with its costs. For most men, dating a woman usually results in an increased disconnect from their friends and family. A doll will never use the phone or be distracted by social media notifications. No matter how addictive technology grows, your doll will never give in to the temptations of using a phone or updating their selfies. A doll is 100% focused on pleasing you and letting you decide for her. Want her to be on social media? That's not a problem at all. In fact, many doll owners already have their doll's social media account. A doll will never doubt your intentions or loyalty. Being an understanding partner, your doll will accept your physical and emotional needs. No matter how you treat them, they will never question your love or respect. Unlike real women, you will never have to undergo a shit test to prove your loyalty towards your partner. The only downside to doll ownership. The only drawback to a doll is its skeleton size and weight. Compared to adult toys, it is quite difficult to move your doll around. However, if you take proper precautions and learn from the veterans, you will soon get swift at lifting and moving it anywhere. No doubt, carrying a heavy doll is not feasible for some of you. This is when you make a conscious choice and go only for the lightweight mini dolls. Of course, as you get older, yeah, you might want to consider a smaller lightweight doll. As long as it cannot be misconstrued as childlike. Of course, that tends to be the main reason why so many people are against men buying dolls. Oh, it's childlike, blah, blah, blah. So make sure you spec your doll out properly. Just saying. If that weight still scares you, you can start by buying a realistic doll head. Doll heads are ultra lightweight and you can enjoy oral sex at any hour of the day. All this without having to worry about storing or moving a full-size doll. And that is the end of that blog. Gentlemen, the way we are going in 2021, moving forward, modern women have made it crystal clear that the overwhelming majority of men are not even on their radar. So, gentlemen, just say, you know what? It is what it is. I accept this new reality. So I'm just going to go ahead and buy a doll and bow out. Now, of course, having a doll means if you ever want to dip your toe back into the mating market, you can do so. Because your doll will provide your ultimate backup. Just in case things go left, oh, you know what? Cool. I'm going to go home and be with my SINCOM. Yeah. That right there should be a confidence boost because no meatbag woman will ever have just the physical look of your doll, especially if you customize it and build it to your exact liking. No meatbag woman will ever come close to it. Just saying. And just to piss them off, make it all nice and keep a photo on your phone. Oh, this is what I get to go home to if things don't work out with you. Just saying. But All in all, yeah, gentlemen, do not feel ashamed by taking the waifu route, especially now that you know exactly what the modern woman is. They've shown us what they are. They've made crystal clear to show us who they are. Now, the fact that you have female dating coaches trying to, you know, sucker men back onto the plantation. Yeah, no, we all know what that means. They're trying to tap into male mother need by telling men what we want to hear to try to get us back to the plantation. Yeah, no, no. My advice, simple. Buy a doll, wait it out, and if it comes to it, die alone. We men are okay with that. Just saying. But let me know what you guys think. And ladies of today, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and every trick that you would use to try to get men to come back to the plantation. Oh, wait. Let me go ahead and amend that. Men of value, men of quality to come back to the plantation. Nah, that's going to go out right along with it, because trust and believe, more and more men no longer feel shame. And guess what? Even though we still have our biological urge and we are visual creatures, we now have something that we can make that is perfect for us. And that perfect item, excuse me, is a waifu. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.